The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Wow, it's not NASCAR radio. Driving by. My name is Blake Fisher. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. And welcome to the kickoff to Reading Rodeo Week. Wow, Mikey, how long is that intro? Oh, it just ended. Hey, good morning. Welcome to KCNR Radio. I'm Blake Fisher. What a beautiful morning here in downtown Reading from the KCNR radio station. We have a wonderful show for you this morning. We are kicking off the Reading Rodeo Week with some special guests this morning. We're going to be interviewing the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. But as always, we have our Haven Humane Pet of the Week guest this week. Hey, Mikey. You're here filling in, soundboarding everybody. How are you?
A.K.A. David. But yes.
Oh.
You know what? It's National, you know what? It's National Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
Thank you.
We always give the national day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and what's the weather like this week, Blake?
You know, out of all the guests that are here, you're the only one that prints out this form. Today, it's mostly sunny with a high near of 91 degrees. Calm wind becoming south to 5 to 7 miles per hour in the hour. Actually, you know, when I look at this, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful week. So, for all your family and friends, also, it's kickoff the rodeo week, but it's Mother's Day this weekend. What a beautiful weekend for that. So, welcome to KCNR. I've got Katrina from Haven Humane. Katrina, how have you been?
I'm doing well. Good to see
you. Good to see you, too. Katrina, thank you for the coffee, Mikey. David, his professional name. hi, Katrina.
Hi.
So, it's Friday. It's our Haven Humane Pet of the Week. I'm very proud to see this beautiful pet. Katrina, tell us about Haven Humane and what's going on this week, and how long have you been with Haven Humane?
Sure. So I've been with Haven about 4 years now. And actually what we have going on right now, we have a pretty special adoption event happening currently. We're doing our Bissell Empty the Shelter event. And what that is the Bissell Pet Foundation sponsors adoption fees for 2 weeks. So until May 15th, if you come to our adoption center, you can adopt a dog for $25 or a cat for $10. And that's going on until the 15th.
That's where I got my cat, was Haven Humane, and this cat is 4 years old, named O'Reilly, because he was found in an engine,
yeah.
And a lifelong pet. Something about rescue pets love you a lot more. There's a different type of love when you find a rescue pet. So tell me about the pet of the week. This is Coco.
Yes, Coco is very special. She's just laying on the floor right now. She's 10 years old, so she's definitely a senior. And we do think she's a lab mix. She's very chocolatey brown, alas her name. But she's got the little gray snout that you often see in seniors. It's very charming. She is the sweetest girl. She's very mellow. I mean, I know most of the time a lot of the dogs we bring in are a little younger and more on the rowdy, rambunctious side. So Coco is a great choice for anyone who is a little bit more low activity and is looking for a super sweet couch potato to add to their home.
Coco's beautiful. She is... Thank you. Coco's beautiful. She is 10 years old.
Yeah.
Labrador...
Retriever.
Retriever.
Yeah.
Mix. Where is she?
She's just laying next to me on the floor. She's just happy to be here.
So, what's Coco's story?
So, she did come in as a stray, unfortunately, so we don't know her background at all. Someone did find her and bring her into us. So we don't know what kind of home she had or what life she had, but she's been very friendly since she got to the shelter. So she does seem like, you know, she's had good experiences with people. She's been really friendly with other dogs as well. She's pretty easygoing and just a happy girl, happy to be a part of things. And she, you know, being a senior, she, you know, is a little more stiff. She does have some arthritis, so she's definitely not a good hiking partner. She likes her, like, short little walks. But she is just a real joy to interact with.
Katrina, why did you guys choose specifically Coco this week?
I chose Coco because, well, one, I definitely have a heart for the seniors. I love my older pups. And I just think she's a really sweet girl that would actually fit into a lot of homes. You know, bigger dogs can be a bit much for some people, space-wise, energy-wise, you know. And I think Coco is a bigger dog that would actually fit into pretty much any home just because she is a lot more mellow, and she's very gentle. So I think she would do well, you know, single-family home, family with kids, a family with other pets. I think she just could fit in pretty much anywhere.
She's beautiful.
She is.
How often do you come to KCNR during the average radio show? Are you
every week, every Friday?
Really?
Yeah.
So what inspires you to, you know, make sure that people are adopting the Haven Humane animals?
Because they're getting a fantastic animal that they might have not known existed. You know, we have a lot of dogs at the shelter, and I think it's easy for a lot of them to get overlooked just because there are so many. So I think it's really important to make sure we highlight some of them so people know that there is an amazing choice for them waiting for them down at the shelter.
Well, I love Coco. I think she's very beautiful. Do you have an animal of your own?
I do. I have 3 cats.
Oh, my gosh. What are their names?
Honey, Rocco, and Reggie.
That's sweet. I wish I could have a dog. I like cats because they can go to the bathroom themselves. I think that's the secret to having a pet on that. So Coco's very sweet. So Coco's a senior. She's a brown chocolate lab. She's over here resting right now. What was that, David?
Getting ready. Getting ready.
Are we at our first break?
No.
Right. Well, Coco just licked my knee. If people want to look up Coco on Haven Humane, what's the best route for people to do that?
You can always go to havenhumane.org if you'd like to see her picture. But if you'd like to see her, you can always give us a call at 530-241-1653 if you'd like to make an appointment. You can also always just come down to the shelter to meet her without an appointment. The biggest benefit to making the appointment is we make sure we have a visiting room reserved for you to use, so you don't have to wait or anything like that.
How many dogs do you have right now?
Oh, boy. Altogether, probably at least 100 or something.
Oh, my gosh.
In the whole shelter? Yeah.
What's the most common dog that's getting?
We see a lot of pit mixes, like pit bull mixes.
Well, what's the, and how many cats do you have right now?
Oh.
A lot.
Starting to, because it's the beginning of kitten season, so we're getting a lot of, like, tiny little, like, orphaned kittens in.
There's a season?
Yeah, cats are seasonal. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Warmer seasons is when you see all the cats get born. During the winter, we don't really see any. So, yeah, as soon as spring starts taking off, we open up our kitten nursery, and we start getting tons of little baby kittens in, and we start asking for foster parents.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Katrina, what made you decide to become an employee of Haven Humane?
Well, I think Haven has a really great mission. I like that we, you know, try our best to help the community. There's a lot of animals that need help, and there's also a lot of pet owners that, you know, need help. So I think us being able to bridge the gap between that is really important.
Well, you guys do great work. Mark Story, I believe, is also retiring this year.
Which
is a big story, too. He'll probably come on KCNR later this year. This is my phone background.
Look at him.
He's one of the best friends that I've ever had. And I've had only one other cat in my life. And so anybody that's interested in adopting a pet, Haven Humane is the place to be. These animals create a bond with you. They're looking for someone to make a difference in their life. And if you want to be that person, Haven Humane is the place to go. Katrina, You can hear Coco breathing.
Those noises are unreal.
Can
we see Coco?
She's kind of just vibing.
She's kind of just under the table.
She's kind of funny because she's kind of stubborn, you know. She's kind of set in her ways. If she wants to lay down, she's going to lay down.
She's a senior citizen. She says, I'm just sitting right here. Hey, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Colin Linda. Bye.
This May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries. And a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. This Friday, 5 to 10 p.m., join us downtown at the Whistle Stop Park stage for a wild time at the annual street dance. This year, featuring Ben Haggard and the Strangers. Monday is the Kitty Pet Parade at 6 p.m. in the Mount Shasta Mall. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will once again rob a bank and hide their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues, finding the loot, and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Saddle up. They're back for Rodeo Week.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
With a top left back and the sunshine shining,
cowboy baby,
we're so chillin' with the boom.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this beautiful Friday morning, the kickoff to Reading Rodeo Week. David. David, I know that you've picked out a wonderful playlist for this morning, but tell us, how have you been?
You know, man, it's just been, it's been awesome, man. I'm loving this weather, and it's just a good week for rodeo.
It's a wonderful week for rodeo, and you printed out some great listings for what's happening, whether it's theater, whether it's community events. But this morning we actually have the Asphalt Cowboys joining us to talk about the incredible events that are going to be taking place here in downtown Reading and also the Reading Cultural District. So I'm joined this morning with Kurt.
Good morning.
Hey, Kurt.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Great, great.
Well, I'm it's 7 a.m.
That's good, man. Let's go.
Kurt, you've had a crazy week already. I'm looking at this list of events. How are you personally doing?
We're doing great. Get energized for all this. By the end of next week, I won't be so energized. But, yeah, we had to start off the week with a golf tournament, so we're rolling. We're ready for a good street dance tonight. Going to have Ben Haggard there and food trucks, have some alcohol and beer, and just good time, good time.
I'm looking forward to that event. So far this week, you had the golf tournament, and also it looked like the Kitty Pet Parade was, well, something happened at the Mount Shasta Mall, right? Was that just the advertisement showing?
Probably advertisement, because we have that is coming up Monday afternoon.
That'll be wonderful. Well, Kurt, the Asphalt Cowboys are a staple of our Reading community. You guys impact the actual cultural experience of the city of Reading. Recently, I got to interview Dave Tappan and Mikey Yersetti about what it means to become an Asphalt Cowboy and what are the events that make Reading a unique experience. So, Kurt, I'm really excited to interview you this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So what made you decide to become an Asphalt Cowboy?
Well, I had been in town with we moved up here from Southern California, been in town for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, and we had heard about the pancake breakfast, just never went. It always seemed to be when I was working or whatever. And I happened to have a morning off, and I said to my wife, why don't we go down there and check it out? And when I walked in and saw that operation, I said, I got to be part of this. Somehow I got to be part of this. So my wife had a good friend who was whose father was in the Cowboys, Tom Spade. And so he said, why don't you come and cook breakfast with us next year? And then I did the barbecue with him, and then I decided to join. So it's real exciting for me. I really, really enjoy it. It's all part of being part of the community and just having a blast.
Was there anything like this from where you originally came from?
Nothing like it. Really? Nothing like it. No, yeah, Southern California's got a lot of other stuff going on. A lot of other stuff going on. You know, there's professional baseball and football and, you know, just arts and, you know, just a myriad of things that you could go do any day, go to the beach, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of distractions.
For different people that want to join the Asphalt Cowboys, what's your best advice?
Well, best advice would be to come and participate with us. We don't let anybody in unless they volunteered for a little while, so we know that they're willing to do it for one. They've kind of got an idea of what they're getting themselves into, because it's not all fun. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And just see if we're a fit. You know, maybe they or a hard worker, but maybe they're just not a fit. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a pretty tight-knit group. There's only 40 of us at max at any time. So it's not like we just open our arms to anybody that wants to come in.
Mm-hmm. People that want to show up. So, yeah. Kurt, what does the Asphalt Cowboys 2025 Rodeo Week look like?
Oh, it's shaping up nice. We got, like I said, we got the dance tonight, which is really going to be a blast. We're moving back downtown. We've been out at the rodeo grounds for the last, at least 10 years. But now we're going back to, this used to be called Roaring Gulch down by the Cascade Theater. So now we're back to calling it Roaring Gulch, and we'll be at the in the new Promenade section of Market Street. And just really excited because we got a great entertainer in Ben Haggard, and we're getting a lot of buzz around town about it. So I think it should be a good turnout and a really great time.
This is the first time that the Well, it's not the first time. The street dance returning to downtown.
Yes.
Why did the Asphalt Cowboys decide to return to downtown?
Well, I think it was just time. We had there was a time when it just wasn't a good fit for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So we moved it back down, and it was part of the reason is we used to do the street dance on a Thursday night right before the pancake breakfast. So it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
So no sleep.
No sleep. It was brutal. So we eventually decided to move it to a week, a Friday night. Saturday night, of course, is the steak feed, and we really want everybody to attend that for Reading Rodeo. That's always a great time down at the rodeo grounds. But the street dance is, we're really excited about that for the Cowboys. And just be going back down there, and just the whole downtown is just reinvigorated again.
Thank you. Did you, well, Kurt, did you see, since you said you moved from out of the area, did you see downtown prior to what it looks like today?
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah, I moved up here in 95. So
you definitely saw downtown. Yeah. Well, what does downtown mean to you?
It's the heart of the community, we hope. We hope it's going to be a great place for everybody to meet up and just have fun. It just looks way nicer now. But, down by the Cascade has a place in my heart too. That's the history. So that's, you got two separate entities there, and I think they're both great.
Thank you. It really does. The Cascade Theater, that's where a lot of the downtown projects began. 2004 was when the Cascade reopened.
Redid the streets and, yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing the street dance. Ben Haggard, well, I'm, honored that a little piece of Reading Shasta County history is going to be performing on Whistlestop Stage on Market Street. I believe the goal is to have one of the largest line dancing programs here on Market Street.
Well, wouldn't that be something, huh?
I think it'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
And you guys are actually moving the street dance from the Asphalt Cowboys Clubhouse to downtown Reading with a quick draw contest.
Oh, yeah, that'll be going on. Yeah.
What's the secret between the quick draw contest, and what do you guys hope will happen?
So anybody that's attended the street dance before, we used to have a chili cook-off along with our street dance. And logistically, it's just it can't happen this year. Maybe next year we'll bring it back.
Next year.
We just have to have too many things, too many moving parts that we're trying to make a fit for moving down there this year. So we're just trying to figure it all out. But the quick draw has always been a rodeo week activity. It's an event that the Cowboys participate in against each other. And they participate for a trophy, and it's something that they really want to get. They're competing against all their friends. So, and then there are sections of the event where the public can compete against Cowboys and each other, mm-hmm. Which is a lot of fun as well, because there's some really fast draws in this town. Really quick.
Are you going to be participating yourself, Kurt?
I'm not going to be able to this year. I thought I was going to be able to, but they've got me doing something else down there, so I'll be busy doing. I'll be busy.
You're chicken IDs this year, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I don't know how you knew that, but yes.
So I have this long list of events that are happening. I know we're getting ready for our first break, but Kurt, what event besides street dance are you most excited for?
Well, really, all of them. We're going to have a great time. The one event that every cowboy loves is Special Kids Day. The kids can only be there by appointment or by through their schools and invitation only. These are the special needs kids. Some of them have never been on a horse. Some of them are petrified to even think about it, and by the end of the day, they're on a horse and they're having a blast. It's a really special day for us. It is a Reading Rodeo event, but we help them with that. Mm-hmm. Really great con. We just love it.
The pictures are always really beautiful.
Yes. And then in the afternoon that day, we're doing our kitty pet parade, which is always hysterical. The kids show up with anything from a goldfish to a snake to a who knows. But it's really wonderful. It's really wonderful. Tuesday, we'll have our bank holdup.
That's one of my favorite events. What's the bank this year?
Who knows?
What? Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, if you're a banker, keep your guard up.
And it may not be a bank. Who knows? It just could be a robbery.
I remember Post Office a couple of years ago.
There you go. So there's, so you never know.
Well, I really appreciate it when you guys are in downtown, because then, it's 7 a.m. and I hear a bunch of bang, bang, bang. Oh, well, shoot. Another robbery.
Yeah, something about, yeah, so Tuesday, if you're downtown, be careful, because we'll be coming through pretty loud. Yes.
Okay. And then. Bank hold up, bank and business. Oh, well, that's just making sure that businesses are participating.
We're hoping that they do. Yeah, we really, we've got a few that lined up to do it, but boy, we sure would love to have more. So if you're listening and you own a business, boy, we'd really love you to think about doing that next year.
And the pancake breakfast.
Got our huge pancake breakfast before that rodeo starts on Wednesday night. And from what I've heard from rodeo, you know, I'm part of rodeo as well, but from the guys that are organizing that, Wednesday night there is no other rodeos going on in the West. So there will be every great rider that's in rodeo, that's in the West at that event on Wednesday night. If they don't make it, you know, then they move on to the next rodeo, but
go to Wednesday.
Wednesday is going to be a great rodeo. So don't think that you have to wait until Saturday to see a great rodeo, because it's going to be amazing on Wednesday night as well.
Oh.
So geez. Wednesday through Saturday, we've got a four-day rodeo this year, and Friday is our pancake breakfast, which we're real excited about. Saturday, the parade in the morning. So.
Okay. Hey, Kurt, we're going to take our break, and we'll be back soon with Kurt from the Asphalt Cowboys.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing, and a youngin's dream was growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could change my mind, but mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli, and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Come down to Spin That Wheel and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary swipe to win draw. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May, starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the kickoff to Reading Rodeo Week. We're here with Kurt from the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. What a big week that's coming up. And also, shoot, dang, it's Mother's Day weekend. We cannot forget about that.
No.
That can't be overshadowed with the Reading Rodeo Week programming. So we might take some phone calls in what you guys are going to be doing for Mother's Day weekend. It is 7:36 this morning. David printed out the weather report and to report, it's a beautiful weekend all week.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful weather. There's nothing to say. Well, Monday night, a chance of showers.
A little worried about Monday, but we'll see what happens.
A chance. You know what that means in Reading? There's no chance of showers that weekend. Okay, so we're here with Kurt from the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. Kurt, it was nice to talk to you during the break.
Yeah, right back at you.
You do wonderful work. So you moved up here with Reading with your wife.
And two kids. Mm-hmm.
And you're part of CHP. So why Reading?
So there was a job opening that came up. They put out statewide job openings at division offices or at headquarters. I had an uncle who lived here at the time, and he was in charge of the Visitor and Convention Center Bureau, Ron Hoyer. And he said, yeah, come on up, check it out. So came up and tested for the position. Didn't get the position that I was hoping to get, but they said, you know, if something else comes up, we'd really like you to consider coming up. So about 3 months later, they called and said, we've got a position if you're interested. I said, I'm packing right now. So, I just came up here, and when I got up here, it was good because, my Uncle Ron knew so much about the area, took me around, showed me all around, and it just was like, wow. You know, because I was from the city, I didn't, had no idea there was a town in California that looked like this.
Yeah, Northern California, as north as you can get, basically.
As the old Ken Murray used to say, Superior California.
Very true.
Yeah.
And you saw the Asphalt Cowboys doing the pancake breakfast. Now, I'm going to be flipping pancakes next week for the very first time. Do you have any advice?
It's all in the wrist, baby.
I don't think I'll make it.
You'll be fine.
When you saw the Asphalt Cowboys, actually, was there anything like this back down South California?
No.
That made
rodeo wasn't a thing. I mean, it was not where I was anyway. It was down San Diego had a rodeo. There was thoroughbred racing all over, and quarter horses and stuff like that, but rodeo wasn't really on the radar in Southern Cal. I don't know that it is yet. I really don't know if there's a good rodeo going on in L.A. County, or I can't tell you that. Probably Santa Barbara County.
Santa Barbara would make sense.
Salinas obviously has an amazing rodeo.
They do.
But so so there wasn't anything like this really to compare to. I didn't go to the rodeo first off. It wasn't kind of on my radar at all. You know, just busy with kids and stuff and just not thinking about it. But once I went, my eyes really opened up at how great a sport it is, how amazing it is, how athletic both the animals and the humans are that compete.
It's a show like no other.
Right.
And it's as Western as you can get. And California is a Western state, and rodeo is born in this region.
Yeah.
And the Reading Rodeo is different from anything else. You guys are part of the National Rodeo TV network.
Right. We're part of the Cowboy. Yeah, part of the Cowboy but network. Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And this was a crazy week. So, Cindy Schoenholtz, who is the Rodeo Association's coordinator,
yep,
messaged me and said, today we're going to be talking about what Rodeo Week looks like, the volunteers that are involved, and what we can look forward to. So you already mentioned that Wednesday is some of the most talented rodeo riders.
Absolutely.
As possible. So what does Rodeo Week look like? Touch on the rodeo lease being approved by the city council. It's a big week.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, that's something we've been working on hard for the last year. Ted Bambino's been the lead for that, the president. Baron Browning's done quite a bit with their ad hoc committee work. And, you know, to get that pushed through, we've always kind of been at Reading Rodeo under the gun of a 2-5-year lease, you know, with the clock ticking constantly looking at the clock saying, well, what are we going to do 2 years from now? What are we going to do 3 years from now? What are we going to do next year, you know? So to get something like this in place was huge, for a couple reasons. One, we can't possibly thank the people of Reading enough for backing the Reading Rodeo. There's just no way we can possibly say thank you enough for that. But what the lease means is that now we can secure funding to move forward and really make that place something special. Without a long-term lease, it was going to be near impossible to secure any kind of funding. Really great thing that we got that lease signed.
Mm-hmm.
So Rodeo Week for Reading Rodeo is going to start Saturday. We're going to have a steak feed, and it's going to be great.
That steak feed's amazing.
It's always great. We'll have good entertainment. Just a great community event. Just come on out, have a great steak. Talk with your friends and just enjoy a night out at rodeo.
And eat dinner right in the middle of the rodeo grounds.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of the stadium where the action happens.
Absolutely. And we'll have tents up because I know it's going to be a little warm, but stick around a while because when that sun goes down, it gets very comfortable out in that arena.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah.
So that's the kickoff?
Yeah. Tuesday night, we've got a Hall of Fame dinner, which is, I don't know if it's sold out, but if you're interested, contact the box office. That's put on by the Friends of Reading Rodeo, and we honor people from the past from rodeo that have been around that help make Reading Rodeo what it is. So we're real excited about that. It's always a great dinner, and just a really cool evening to just kind of honor those who have come before us.
Is there anybody specific that you are most excited to honor this year?
Well, John Grounie's, you know, big name. It's a huge name for, and then of course Sego Mazzini,
mm-hmm.
Is huge for both. He worked both sides of the fence as well. He was with Reading Rodeo and the Asphalt Cowboys. So that's a big thing for the Asphalt Cowboys that, you know, one of their members is going to be inducted into the Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame. Cause, you know, we do work together, but we are two separate entities. So for them to, you know, extend that, I'm not going to say an olive branch because we get along pretty good, but for them to extend that graciousness, is really nice, really nice. Wednesday again, we start Rodeo Wednesday. Here we go. And it's going to be a great rodeo. 4 nights of rodeo. It will be the largest 4-day rodeo in the West. So it's going to be huge.
Bigger than Red Bluff?
Yeah, it's because they're only a 3-day rodeo.
Hey!
So there you go.
I hope you're listening, Red Bluff. yes, that is the biggest kickoff, and you're recognizing some great Red Bluff partnerships.
Red Bluff does a great job too. They just did a fantastic rodeo. Yeah, yeah. So we're really thankful that we're getting along so well as well. Because
tickets for the Reading Rodeo are going fast.
They're going fast. And like I said, Wednesday night's still available, and that really is going to be a great night of rodeo. So if you're interested in going and you don't have tickets yet, Wednesday night would be a great night to jump on that.
Good.
Yeah.
Wednesday, you actually have theme. David, do we have to take a break soon?
We can now, yeah.
Hey, Kurt.
Yep.
We're going to return to talk about the actual Reading Rodeo Week and the themes that are going to be taking place during the rodeo event.
Yep.
But you're listening to KCNR Radio. We'll be back after this break.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, now let go of me, the free. I keep blowing.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning on the kickoff of Reading Rodeo Week. Today, we've been joined by Haven Humane with the most sweet senior citizen dog named Coco, who's looking for a forever home. And now we're joined with Kurt from the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. Kurt, great to see you.
Great to be here, man.
Thank you so much. I know that we just took a break, and we're going to be jumping into what can we look forward to on the actual rodeo programming.
So Wednesday night is our Native American Heritage Night. Reading Rancheria puts a great show together pre-rodeo. They have prayers and songs for...
they do. The Rancheria does a beautiful work to honor the people that were here before all of us. But
amen. Yeah.
Kurt, Jack Potter is jumping back on that coach wagon.
More guts than brains, maybe. I don't know.
He says, I'm going to redeem. You know, there's always the legend of the cowboy returning to the bull that knocked him off.
That's right. So they say true courage, get back in the saddle. That's right.
Jack is jumping back on that coach wagon.
I think they got that dialed in. I think they were just a little bit hot the first night. But anyway.
It's unlike any other experience. And that's on Native American Heritage Night. That coach wagon is used every single night.
Every night.
And
that's a beautiful piece of machinery. I think it's $250,000 piece of machinery. It's beautiful. It's absolutely true to form, true to history.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So Wednesday night kicks off as Native American Heritage Night.
Right. Thursday we got Family Night. Friday is Buck and Cancer Night. And then Saturday is Armed Forces Night, where we honor our military.
What's going on with this rodeo church program?
Oh, this is something really cool. They approached us to do this. This is a completely free event. This will be on the Sunday following rodeo, so right after the very next night after rodeo is over. A free event to the public. This is from Riding High Ministries. This guy is something else. He'll break a wild horse and ride it during his talk about how he came to the Lord. It's not a they didn't want it to be like super churchy, in case, you know, that might pull some people away. It's just going to be a really cool experience. It doesn't have to be spiritual or anything for you, but I think you're just going to see something really cool that happens. To jump on a horse that's not been broken takes a guts, but within an hour, within the time he gives his talk, he'll get on him and ride him. Mm-hmm. So,
Kurt, what makes this year different for the Reading Rodeo Association?
Well, again, we're going from a 3-night rodeo to a 4-night rodeo. Mm-hmm. We've got our new lease in hand. The place looks great. There's a handful of guys, especially that are there putting in so many of their own hours to make it beautiful for everybody that comes out. We've got new ADA ramps, new stairs on the backside.
That's
which is
going to
make, oh, it's just really nice, really nice. You know, we're going to start working on real cool projects coming up, you know, by the announcer's booth and so forth. So these are all things that we're real excited about. This year is going to be amazing, though. We're not looking past this year and saying this year doesn't count. Mm-hmm. This year's real important to us. It's every year is real important. We don't want to look over past any year and say, well, we'll get it next year, because, you know, you never know.
The caliber grows every single year.
It sure does. It sure does. I'm always amazed by the talent that comes in. So
we're getting, well, Kurt, do you ever jump on a horse or a bull?
I've been on a horse. I'm never getting on a bull. Never say never, but I'm saying never.
Carl mentioned, before I got to jump in to today's show, Carl was mentioning the steak feed is also the mutton busting pre-qualifying programming on Saturday.
Very
night.
Good. I forgot to bring that up. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, that's always a kick. Yeah, if you want to come down there and watch those kids, and they're tough. They're tough little guys and gals. They're, man, hey, someone gets stomped, some get completely run over, and they just jump up and maybe sometimes a little tear, but very rare. You know, they're pretty tough, pretty dang tough. But these are the ones that, you know, if they can make that ride, then they get entered into the,
live.
Yeah, in front of that big crowd, which is sometimes a little bit too much for some of them. But for the most part, they're cowboys and cowgirls, man. They jump on her and off they go.
Pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
It's the backward method that I always watch, where the kid wraps the legs around the neck of the sheep. They do a great job. I never got to ride a mutton, but maybe a bull next week. Maybe I'll jump on. beautiful week. Saturday and Friday are sold out already. Right?
I think so. You know, we never say sold out because
I just show up and I'll get you in.
Yeah. But we're going to have, four nights of great rodeo. So don't let Wednesday and Thursday pass you by, man. Cause like I say, if in case you can't get in on Friday and Saturday, then you're going to miss rodeo. And we'd hate to see you do that because it's something else. It's really something else.
You legends are made at the Reading Rodeo.
Absolutely.
And Red Bluff, I feel like you guys already talked about this, but Red Bluff actually unveiled a statue that talked about the rodeo legend that broke
Red Rock.
Thank you. I was going to say Red Rock, but I thought of the, I thought of the hotel down in Nevada.
Or an establishment in Palo Cedro.
Yep. Yeah. It's still open. So Red Bluff just unveiled that amazing statue. Why does Reading not have that statue?
Yeah, we're thinking about or working, you know, working towards finding somebody that we like to put something up like that. They put that up. John Growney is who's one of our inductees into our Hall of Fame. He started out down in Red Bluff with his stock, and so that's where he kind of pushed to have that statue done.
It's one of the coolest statues.
Yeah.
And the fact that the if you haven't seen it, the bull is standing on this tornado that it looks like. What a beautiful detail. Yeah. So,
hey guys, I got a question in the chat.
Yes.
How much are tickets tonight for Ben Haggard?
It's free.
It is absolutely free. It's going to be this will be I don't know if it's the best free concert you'll ever see, but it's going to be close to if it's not.
I've heard that there's 400 to 4,000 people that are showing up tonight.
I hope somewhere in the middle there.
It is a free event, and it's taking place here on Market Street in downtown Reading, the reopened streets over at Whistle Stop Park. Now, see, and I'll jump back to Kurt because he is the asphalt cowboy that's working to program this. But to see it as somebody that works and lives in downtown, this is an event like no other event that takes place in downtown Reading. The street's going to be closed. There's going to be live music on Whistle Stop Park, the newest stage that got built. They're shooting for the longest or largest line dance on Market Street where you get to street dance. It is an actual street dance, and there's also a quick draw shoot. So show on up. Parking's not a problem, and it's really special. We want to see this happen again.
Yeah, let's come on out, people. I mean, let's have a great time. Let's just, you know, this is a free thing. I mean, you don't get too many free things in this world anymore, especially this cool.
To get to a Ben Haggard concert, that's, you know, he's actually doing touring performances.
Yes, he's not like some... act.
He's not a newcomer.
Yeah.
However, he grew up here in Redding, California. He is the son of Merle Haggard, who is a piece of
legend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Ben's a graduate of Foothill High School. So for him to come on back to Shasta County and perform and share his talents, that's really special. Why did the Asphalt Cowboys decide to bring it back to downtown Redding?
I just think it's a good fit. I think it's we kind of wanted to get away from the rodeo grounds, get it back to the place where we all started that dance or that street dance, and we're hoping it works out great. We think it will. We think it's going to be a great fit, and you know, I think it's just a nicer environment all the way around than the parking lot.
Yeah.
So So, we're excited about it. We think it's going
to
be great.
They're some of the best dancers I've ever seen. I got to go to the street dance last year. Oh, hey, we're going for a break. Kurt, we're going to be back after this break. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
CNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Retired Supreme Court Justice David H. Souter has died at the age of 85. The ascetic bachelor and New Hampshire Republican became a darling of liberals during his nearly 20 years on the bench. He was nominated to the court in 1990 by then President George H.W. Bush.
A remarkable judge of keen intellect and the highest ability, one whose scholarly commitment to the law and whose wealth of experience mark him of first rank. Judge David Souter of the United States Court of Appeals for the First Circuit.
Souter retired from the court in June of 2009. The court says he died on Thursday at his home in New Hampshire. President Trump wanted what he called a big, beautiful bill. Now House Republicans are having to take some of the shine away from it, as Bernie Bennett reports.
GOP leaders signaled Thursday that they're scaling back their tax-cutting ambitions after running into difficulty making deep spending cuts and facing stern warnings from Republican deficit hawks who were threatening to vote against President Trump's sprawling mega bill. On the chopping block could be a litany of Mr. Trump's demands, including a permanent extension of the tax cuts passed during his first term.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Roman Catholic cardinals elected the first U.S.-born pope yesterday. Chicago-born missionary Robert Prevost has taken the name of Leo XIV.
As the bells of St. Peter's rang out, tens of thousands of people began surging towards the square, some of them running. All attention then shifted away from that chimney to the balcony of the basilica itself. But it was another hour before the crowd knew which one of the cardinals had been chosen. And even when they saw the man who'd taken the name Leo XIV step out, very few seemed to realize he was an American. When they did, those who had come from the U.S. were shocked and delighted. Others all over the world are still taking it all in.
And that report from the BBC's Sarah Rainsford. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process, and that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 819382.
What was at best a mere temporary halt in fighting between Ukraine and Russia has already suffered a major setback.
Russia and Ukraine both reported attacks on their forces on the first day of a 72-hour ceasefire. The halt in fighting was called by Russian President Vladimir Putin to mark the anniversary of the World War II victory with a parade in Moscow. Russian bombs struck the northeast Sumy region in Ukraine in the opening hours of the ceasefire, killing at least one civilian. Ukrainian emergency personnel searched through debris in Sumy as firefighters attempted to put out the remains of a blaze ignited by the strike. I'm Karen Shamas.
The founder and former CEO of the cryptocurrency lending platform Celsius Network has been sentenced to 12 years in prison. U.S. District Judge John Cuddle imposed the sentence on 60-year-old Alexander Mashinsky on Thursday, calling his crimes extremely serious. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New government study takes a closer look and the most comprehensive one so far at early onset types of cancer.
This is defined as cancer diagnosed before age 50. The findings published in the journal Cancer Discovery. Scientists looked at data that included more than 2 million cancers diagnosed in people age 15 to 49. They found the largest increases in early onset cancers were in breast, colorectal, kidney, and uterine cancers. About 63% of the early onset cancers were among women. Explanations will take more research, but the rise in obesity is one leading theory. John Scott reporting.
The nation's infant mortality rate dropped last year after 2 years of hovering at a late pandemic plateau. Some experts think one reason for the drop could be a vaccination campaign against respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. It is a common cause of cold-like symptoms, which can be harmful for infants. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We just finished this morning with our first hour with Kurt from the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. It is the kickoff to Reading Rodeo Week and also Mother's Day weekend. So I hope everybody has a lot of things planned for an exciting weekend and week. Now we're at the top of the hour with Patrick Gorman and the Gorman team, Jill and Yvette. Good morning, the three of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is great to see y'all. I am excited to fill in for Carl and Linda. I think the last time I got to interview you guys was about a year ago. Have you guys been?
Great, great. I feel like they were down in Las Vegas for rodeo or
the,
show. Or
the actual rodeo championship, yeah, which is pretty cool. It's Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
To you, Jill. I made eye contact. Don't say it to me. What's the three of you up to this weekend for Mother's Day weekend? Because last time we talked, you were working on garden.
Mm-hmm. This Mother's Day will also be filled with chores.
Okay. Good.
Mother's Day, yeah.
That's my dream.
Well, I'm building a chicken coop that I have to finish up for her, so that's her.
Yeah.
That being done.
That would be amazing.
Before Mother's Day will be her present, yeah.
You're the man.
Our cat is pretty amazing, so I already built it, like, twice, and the cat keeps getting in and eating the chickens.
The cat's eating the chickens?
He's a pretty big cat.
Your cat.
Her cat, yeah.
He's pretty naughty.
Oh, my goodness. Well, lucky cat, right? I'm rooting for the cat. Okay, so we're on KCNR. You guys are here for your monthly segment. Before we jump into what you guys are focused on, talk about it's Reading Rodeo Week. Are you guys going to participate on Reading Rodeo? Tonight's a street dance. There's a lot of wonderful programming.
Street dance.
I love the rodeo. I hope we get to go this year. I didn't buy tickets this year yet.
What?
I know. It's just Saturday, kind of irresponsible, really.
It's okay. Wednesday is the very first night of the rodeo, and Wednesday they said, after meeting with Kurt, Wednesday's the night to go because that's when the greatest rodeo champions and participants are going to be there to qualify for the rest of the week.
Yeah, the Bronking Bulls. So we usually do the Wednesday or the Thursday,
yeah.
And we do the Bronking Bulls, and it's not the full rodeo, but it's not super crowded, and it's pretty awesome.
That'll be cool.
Always fun.
These do Bronx and Bulls pretty much, yeah.
Tonight's a street dance from the Asphalt Cowboys. Mm-hmm. This is the very first time that the street dance is going to be taking place on the street of Market Street. We're going to be seeing Ben Haggard, who is Merle Haggard's son, performing on the stage that just got built in downtown Reading. Are you guys going to come to that?
Oh, that sounds really cool.
You guys should come to that.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't have plans.
So there's a street. There's now a stage on Market. Is it like Market Street right down there where it continues through?
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
It's really cool.
Okay.
And Ben Haggard, Merle Haggard's son, is going to be returned back to his stomping grounds and perform. And it's a free community event. So if you guys don't have anything going on tonight,
yeah, that sounds awesome.
Show on up.
We should go.
Well, I think we'll see how burnt out we are from the day.
Bring the cat that eats that eats chicken.
Yeah. Animal control going to be there? If they won't be, then we might bring him.
Yeah. Will there be food that we can get for him?
Yes. If your cat likes corn dogs, you're set to go.
Yeah. He does.
So, okay, so I've got the three of you here. What is going on with you guys?
But I remember last month we were talking about spending some time just going over what folks should be doing when they're like looking for an attorney. Certain considerations they should be, you know, thinking about and taking their time, even though people call an attorney when they're scared, you know. So sometimes, you know, they wind up going with the first person that they have an appointment with. And sometimes, a lot of times, folks think, hey, an attorney is an attorney, and that's not always true. Even among good, you know, there's good attorneys, and then there's bad attorneys, but there's also good attorneys where some, you know, might meet what you're looking for more than others. And because of the consequence of your case and how much effect it has on your life, it's really important that people do find the right attorney for them, and way more than one, you know, option before they go and enter into an agreement to have an attorney represent them. You know, a lot of attorneys will, you know, they just one size fits all, and they have one way of handling you know, the same everybody's problems, even though everybody's problems are different. Some have more time to deal with, you know, certain issues. Some have, you know, more complexity, like their experiences with more complex issues. But, you know, more than anything else, is, you know, we find that people call, and whoever they talk to first, that's usually who they go with. And the problem is, once if that doesn't go well, if that's not the right attorney for you, and you're looking to let go of that attorney and hire another one, it's impossible to find another attorney that's going to take your case that's good, because they have to split the attorney's fees. They have to fix the mistakes that have been made. So it's twice as much work, half as much money, and they're looking at, you know, inheriting somebody else's malpractice. So it's very, very important that people, you know, do take their time to find the right attorney when they're, you know, the first time. And sorry, I wasn't talking into the microphone. So that was what we were going to kind of go over today, and just have the girls chime in. And, you know, I know, you know, Yvette and Jill also speak with the clients when they call in the first time a lot more than I do. So, yeah, I think that was kind of the topic, the subject matter that we would go over today.
Well, that's exciting, because if I ever get in trouble, I better know who to call.
Right. Well, who to call, but also the questions to ask. And what you should be hearing from your – I mean, your attorney should be asking you questions and discussing with you options and finding out how your case needs to work around you, not just get information to find out how much your case is worth and then, you know, take it from there, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, I mean, ultimately all attorneys can really get for people is money. But, you know, the timing of that, the complexity of your case, you know, obviously a quicker settlement is better for, you know, some attorneys and some clients, but not every client. Better for all attorneys usually, but, you know, because the less amount of time spent, you know, before you get paid is usually, you know, from a profit, you know, time cost benefit analysis, it's ideal, right? But that's not what an attorney is. An attorney's not making widgets. They're a fiduciary. So it may not be ideal for an individual.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to be interviewing Jill and Yvette. So, thank you guys for both joining us today. Patrick, you're in the I'm going to say you're co-host this
yeah.
month.
Oh,
since you're sitting in you're in Carl's seat and I'm in Linda's seat. So,
okay.
What we have a few minutes before our first break of the top of the hour. So, what are we hoping to accomplish today on questions that we should be asking? Patrick,
I hate that kind of question.
I just think that just a brief overview of the topic, just, you know, what folks should be doing. When you are worried, I mean, we all know that, okay, we get to the point where by the time you call an attorney, things are pretty bad, right? People aren't calling an attorney when they think something might happen in the future. They're calling an attorney because something's happening now. And they're usually pretty worried. Things are pretty messed up by that point in time. So we got that established. So we're at that moment, right? And you go on Google and you type in, you know, lawyer for X, Y, or Z, right? Or you hear word of mouth. Somebody says, oh, I know this attorney. They're pretty good. And so you call them. And you schedule an appointment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're there. You probably call more than one, right? So we've got a couple of appointments. What do you need to know before you hire an attorney? I guess that's where, you know, I think the audience would be, you know, well-informed to know
good.
That, right? So if we could get to that point, I think we've done a good job at educating the community.
Good. Well, thankfully, I'm not in trouble right now, so I don't have any hard-hitting questions to ask.
Right, so that's good. That means we can simulate it.
Okay, well, that'll be good. And then we'll I'm thinking we'll take some phone calls in, maybe ask questions on what's going on, what should we talk about. So, hey, David, do you mind if we take our break right now? All right, we're going to jump to our break. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries. And a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday, now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. This Friday, 5 to 10 p.m., join us downtown at the Whistle Stop Park stage for a wild time at the annual street dance. This year, featuring Ben Haggard and the Strangers. Monday is the Kitty Pet Parade at 6 p.m. in the Mount Shasta Mall. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will once again rob a bank and hide their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues, finding the loot, and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Saddle up. They're back for Rodeo Week.
Celebrate that special mom in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch in our event center on Sunday, May 11th. Seatings are available at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Let us do the cooking and the dishes so you can enjoy quality time with your loved ones. Pricing per person only, $45 plus fees. Reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
You know, this music for 8 a.m. is a little too much.
That's like a shot of espresso right there.
Oh, Oh, man. It's 8:19 in the morning on KTNR Radio. You're listening to 96.5 AM 1460. Now we did the NPR voice after that song. 1460 AM.
Very nice.
Your Talk Radio.
You're in the library.
After that song. David, thank you for the jacked up music.
Oh, yeah.
For Reading Radio Week.
Wake up, Reading! Good morning.
Get up. We've had a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning here on KCNR Radio. We're here now with, I'm looking out the window, but you can't even see outside. I can see the sun. We're here with, Patrick Gorman and the team, Jill and Yvette. We're talking about if you're in trouble, who do you call? Your lawyer, not the Ghostbusters.
Gorman Law.
And I think we're going to open up the channel to take some phone calls. So why don't I first off get the phone number out. So 530-605-4567. Write that down, 605-4567. We're going to take a few calls. Just start calling, and we'll just take them.
And the chat room's open, kcnr1460.com.
Good. We'll take any questions about what's going on and who you should talk to. But Yvette, this is your first time being on the radio?
Sure is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling? Great.
Yeah. It's 8 in the morning.
It is 8 in the morning.
And I have a coffee. Cup of coffee, so I'm okay.
Well, so I've got to interview Jill and Patrick before. So how did you get connected to Jill and Patrick? Because they're amazing.
They are amazing. I've been working at the firm for a few years. Had a little break in between, help some family, but I'm back there now and I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Working with the team.
We got a phone call. Good, good, good. Let's put them on the line. We'll see what happens. Good morning. Are they there? Hey, good morning. Can you hear us? No, they can't hear us. Yvette, this normally doesn't happen on radio, so, so don't worry. Jill, what are you doing for Mother's Day?
Oh, well, I'm hopefully relaxing and enjoying the nice weather and looking at my wonderful husband building my chicken coop.
It should be done by Mother's Day.
I hope so. That would be amazing.
It better be.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be like...
Otherwise, next month, I'll be complaining.
We're cutting
the
ribbon on Mother's Day.
They did not want to go on the air, but they did have a question. Do you practice any other types of law besides injury law? And is that correct? Injury law?
I do. Well, injury law is broad. I do not do personal injury. If you're injured in a car accident or you slip and fall in a store, that is not what I deal with. Unless it's work related. If you're at work and you slip and fall or you're in a car accident, that's different. But, I do workers' compensation law. It's completely separate. It involves a different type of court, a whole different set of laws and rules and responsibilities and benefits and everything like that. So I do only workers' compensation. I mean, obviously, when you go to law school and stuff, you do other areas of law. And when I was in law school, I did elder law, and I really enjoy other areas of law. But I do not have time to learn as much as necessary to be my best at it. So I don't take cases in other areas of law. I always would defer to somebody who does that specialty for a living.
Got it. There it is. I heard the phone ring again. Do we have anybody?
No, and then Donna had a question. It's yes. Unrelated to Gorman Law, but Donna was wondering if you could talk about the marketplace downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Is that something you guys want to
sure,
talk about?
Sure, I'm interested.
Very interesting.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I have nothing to say about it. No, just kidding.
Debug Reading.
So, Donna, thanks for asking about that. Yeah. Have you guys been updated with what's going on in downtown?
There's, no.
What? Yeah. Where do you guys live?
Under a rock.
You guys are busy. Yeah. So, you know, downtown Reading's gone through transformation in the last 5 years. We have a downtown like no other from these last 5 years. Because remember, it used to be the mall.
We talked about the extension through town and you know, or through the part that used to be blocked off where the library was, or the college extension, rather.
Yes.
So we talked about that last year. And so what's happened since then?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing. No, a lot's happened. So thanks for asking about the public market. You know, this is a project that has been going on over at the mixed-use housing in downtown Reading. So you have Market Center, which replaced the old Dickers building, which was a crumbling building. These It was a crumbling building, but it meant a lot to downtown.
Oh, okay.
And so right now you have 70 units that are dedicated to senior, young families, people that are living in downtown that activate downtown for 24 hours of the day.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is great.
Yeah.
It doesn't shut down at 5 p.m. So you have the public market, which is about to open. It's been coming soon for the last 3 years, but it's a project that they want to do right. And I'm okay with the time that takes to open something because we don't want to see things open that close down.
So long as we don't have folks that are sitting, making payments on loans that, and they're waiting on approval for things just because of red tape, right? And it puts them out of business. That can't be a good thing.
That's exactly why it's taking some time. And you guys would understand this. So public markets working with local business owners. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's taking so much time to open this is because they want to do this right. So we're working, K2 Development is working with business owners like Bantam Kitchen. They're working with people that run Fusion Lounge, who are opening up a ramen shop. They're working with an individual that's opening up a cocktail bar that's in there. She's been a bartender in downtown for the past several years. And it's going to be a variety of businesses of food, beverage, shopping, groceries that are going to be on Market Street. And it's going to be a great project once it's open, but it's taking time because there is a lot of construction that goes into opening something like this. There's a lot of reworking to make sure that business owners are able to be successful because you don't want some business owner to open up in a space and paying an overhead that's going to shut them down.
Yeah.
And the public market, it will be special. There's a lot happening in downtown besides the public market. I have to say, I think a lot of people are focused on this public market, which is on Market Street, because it's been the hype. But, you know, outside of downtown, there's the food truck park that's open Thursdays through Saturday.
Just the same place. It's right across from Fusion there.
Yes, that has live music and food trucks already. You have the Cascade Theater, which is playing national to regional shows. Right across from KCNR Radio's Old City Hall, which has a monthly new art gallery. You have the IOOF Hall. Yes.
Okay.
We did dance lessons there one time.
They do dance lessons.
It's a little hot.
It's a community shop.
It's upstairs and there's no AC. It got a little toasty.
There's a little toasty. It's ready. But there's so much happening in downtown besides the public market. So keep posted. If you want to learn more from the public market, there's better people to talk on about that. And if you go to Public Market on Facebook, you're going to see updated Facebook posts and interviews that make
Have you had the calamari at Fusion ever?
So good.
Yeah. It's not like anything I've ever had. It's just like these cubes and they just like
life-changing.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like calamari that you get like with the little legs and stuff on it. It was just, it's amazing.
So good.
Yeah. I think we're going to have some of that tonight. If we go to the dance, we're going to,
calamari talking about at 8:30 a.m. What?
For breakfast, why not? Calamari and eggs.
Why not?
They eat it somewhere for breakfast, you know?
Public market's happening, but what about with you guys? What do you think of downtown these last few years? Because I think
it's changed so much. I think it's awesome. I'm excited for more changes, you know?
Me too.
It's going
to
be.
Yeah, it is nice to watch. I understand that, you know, there's fears with growth, right, and everything, and you get kind of the dynamic change and, you know, people less patient with one another and things when folks come from that area and that's their speed of life. I get that. But watching it improve, right? I mean, I don't want to say growth. It's improvement. And, you know, when we came here, first moved up here in 2014, there was a lot of blight, you know. And,
Man, 2014, that's when all the change. 2013 was when the roof was officially removed from that mall. So you saw it development and projects were happening.
I understand that there's a redevelopment plan here. There's already been a lot of, ordinances passed for redevelopment down in the South Mark, you know, the Mark, what is it, the 299, gosh, what is it, the Mark, 273 area, the corridor down, you know, West Side Drive, right? So there's already redevelopment plans there that have been in place forever. They just haven't started there. It's beautiful what they're doing here. Hopefully at some point it expands to other areas of the city too. Right.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah. Exactly. You got to try it out at the smaller level before you can apply it to a bigger level. So that's very true. Yvette, did you grow up here in Redding?
Nope.
What?
I was born and raised in the city of Los Angeles. I moved here in beginning of 2017. So So I've seen quite a bit of changes.
You went from the big city to
the best city.
The best city. Well, cool. Well, hey, we're going to be taking our next break. Once we jump back in, I just want to hear what's going on. You're listening to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, still rock and roll.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. You'll This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to KCNR. I liked your dance move. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 14. Oh, they get into the chorus.
Billy Idol. Billy Idol.
I'm playing in. Well, you're listening to KCNR Radio. I'm Blake, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I work for Viva Downtown Reading. This last bit, we talked about public market in downtown, but we're actually with Gorman Law. About all the great work that they're doing. So, Patrick, you've got these two great guests. What do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, usually we just do a back and forth, right? We just come and hang out and visit and everything. And I guess in theory there was going to be more structure, but it doesn't always work that way. And when people are talking about the law, it can be a real snooze moment. You know, I get excited about it because I'm a nerd, but a lot of people don't.
I always think about your story about that this wasn't even your first career choice, and then you just dedicated your life to this.
You know, I think it was Warren Buffett or maybe it was Jeff Bezos said something along the lines of you're never gonna love every day, right? You're never gonna love your job, right? You're not gonna love your job. Not everybody goes to a job and every day it's great. You just have the best time. It never happens. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have more bad days than good days. But if you find something that you feel good about doing, that you're proud of doing, that yourself, not what other people think about it, not what you think other people feel about it, not that it's prestigious or, oh, I'm this or that, right? It's nothing to do with other people. It's how you feel about yourself and doing it. If you feel proud of what you're doing and you believe in what you're doing, then there's no terrible days. There might be some bad days. But if you're not doing a job you feel good about, any bad day is actually going to be a terrible day because you hate your job, mm-hmm. right? So I love practicing law. I'm just not an academic, right? I have a GED, you know, for crying out loud. So it's like, I'm not like, a studious person that went to college and, you know.
But you have your law degree.
I do have my law degree. I do have my law degree. I did pass the bar at first time and everything. So I'm good to go on that. I did very well in law school. But I have an aptitude for it. And I do love it. But when I was working, you know, for insurance carriers and stuff, it was more of just a job. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a job. You understand what you're doing. You're trying to save them money, you know, at any expense kind of situation. And you see the true consequences of it. So that's really hard. And now on this side, I mean, I work way more hours. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I mean, I worked half as much at my last job and I couldn't wait to be done with work. I work mm-hmm. twice as much now and I get frustrated. I get frustrated because I see what's happening with my clients, you know, and sometimes I get frustrated when my clients are just in such a bad place that they fall apart and, you know, it's hard to communicate with them, but usually it's that the other side that I'm frustrated with. But aside from that, I do love my job.
It shows, and you have a wonderful team, and you brought your team here, so I'd love for you, see, you brought Yvette here for the first time on KCNR Radio, so I'd love for you to throw some questions to Yvette about, you know, her role with Gorman Law, and what's it like to be on KCNR Radio.
First off, I think Yvette's probably more competent than at least 20% of the attorneys out there that do this, so she's extremely brilliant and everything, but I wanted to just, I mean, for the sake of, you know, information and everything, you know, that, like, when somebody calls to schedule an appointment to talk to a lawyer, like, what information are you trying to get from them, and what are they, I mean, obviously they want to talk to you about, you know, all the delayed treatment and everything, but, you know, you have to keep them focused, like, how do you do that, and what are you trying to get from them to deter, and then what are you trying to do with that information?
Well, first off, I will always ask, is this a state case or federal? Because sometimes you might, although you're working here in the state of California, if it's the post office, it's something federal, so that would be a whole different attorney altogether. So that would be one of the first things. And the other part is, why do you feel you need an attorney? Because that will help me determine what they've already seen in their case. Maybe they have some knowledge already, they've done their research, whatever the case, and that helps me to try to not to give information that's useless to them or too much that it will just go over their head. And then other things, how long ago were you injured? Are you currently working? You're currently treating? Just to get an idea of where they're at. Sometimes there are people that already have all this information put together, but other times they're just scared. The employer is retaliating or something. Right. And so it's just they're not getting the treatment like Pat said a moment ago. So it will be different things. So it's not really like black and white. You know, when I get the first answer, I know what to ask next.
Well, you're in a wonderful position to be able to calm the nerves, get your callers connected to the right, you know, legal advice. And what I know is that you moved from Los Angeles to Reading. So jumping into it, that what wanted to get you into this law of practice and working with people?
Well, it's funny because it was a small work comp law firm in the city of Long Beach. They hired me. They just needed a receptionist. It wasn't a very busy law firm, but it was great because it allowed me to learn a lot of things. This was back in 2013 when there was a lot of changes in workers' comp. And so it was nice because the secretary that would train me, she was learning all this new stuff. And so we were learning it together. And I was super young, barely getting into working into an office altogether. And so it was very easy to absorb all of it. But then a few years later, when I moved up here to Reading and I started working for a different firm, but still the same area of practice, it was helpful because I speak both English and Spanish, and that was where I was able to get that opportunity to continue in that field. And so now with Gorman Law, I mean, several years later, it's even better because I see Pat's dedication, and it's so much easier to work for an attorney who really does care about his clients and dedicates the time to answer their questions, concerns, and direct their cases, because sometimes in the firms you don't really see that. It's the paralegals that are handling it, and the attorney is just kind of there. They are backing everything up most of the time, but in this case, with Gorman Law, he is there and he is directing these cases. So it makes it easier on us, his team, his staff, to move cases forward, because we know he's the one who's directing us, and we're not just figuring it out.
Yvette, what's your best advice for people that are searching for legal advice? And you're the first point of contact, it seems, to talk to people. What's your best advice for people to sort out their thoughts, make that jump, make that call?
I would say, if possible, try to do some research on the type of attorney you would need. And then and maybe look around at different attorneys that are in the area and see if if they have a website, what their website kind of looks like, if there's information on there. Or I know Google has reviews, but sometimes people just get upset and they will.
Right,
it happens to most people, and you will most of the time only go and write a negative review. So I wouldn't say just stick to the reviews that are online, but and then when you, like for instance, if you call us after you've seen the information on our website and you already do a little bit of research, like let's say in this case it's workers' comp, there's the court website that has all this general information. If there's something that you really just don't understand, but and make sure you like get your questions down. I don't know. It's so hard to like try to sort it and narrow it. Yeah.
Do your research and then do the call. But you're a wonderful listener, and you're the right person to call to get people connected. Take that leap. Hey, Jill.
Yeah.
Jill, what's you have a vet that's first point of contact. Jill, what's your role again with Gorman Law? Because you do a lot of great work there, too.
I do the bookkeeping and...
just work through it. So cheap.
I don't know.
whenever something comes up and I'm like...
When he's freaked out.
I'm freaked out.
Quickly send this letter on such and such and then file this and then do that and then do a handstand and...
Yeah. Call this client and, cheap.
I know it's Saturday at 9 p.m., but can we run down to the office and take care of this one thing?
That's cool. Well, that,
right?
Patrick,
yes.
That's how you get work done.
But
he does get it done.
Sorry. But I'm not. I have a
not
partner.
Usually.
I have her. The only reason her name's not on what it is Gorman. But the only reason she can't have her, you know, Gorman and Gorman is because, you know, you have to be a lawyer to have any kind of ownership of a firm. But she is definitely 50% of everything.
Well, and I own you.
True.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
True. I guess if you ever got tired enough of me to walk out the door, you would own half of the profit somehow, some way.
Right.
If I sit in the middle. So it is Gorman and Gorman. But no, I think that that's without her, I could have never done this.
You had a great team.
Yeah. Well, we started it in a spare bedroom of our house.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, we started this practice in a spare bedroom of our house.
That's just, you know, some people say don't bring work home.
Well, we did have to get an office because the problem with bringing the work home wasn't what that saying is for. It's you walk by your office and you're like, I've got one more thing to do, and you go in there and now 3 hours is gone and there's no separation, so you find out that you're actually always at work
and you're dreaming about work and
Well, that's why we're going to take our break, but maybe we'll jump back and just talk about what's it like to be work partners and also partners. All right, hey, KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM. We'll be back after the break.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. 4 nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
loving this. Well, throwing back to the 1980s. Hey.
Real men wore makeup.
I love it. Yes. Yeah, you know, you look like Billy Idol. Patrick. Yes.
Eyeliner.
Welcome back to KCNR Radio. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on the Carl and Linda Bott Show, or with the Gormans. Yvette, you were wonderful. You were wonderful. Your first radio
regular
interview.
Regular spot.
Yes. I hope they better bring Jill and come back. hey, so KCNR Radio, I love that song. Guys, I'm playing as Robbie Hart in The Wedding Singer at the Cascade Theater.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Are you singing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I won't sing this morning, but I'm singing in the show. And so that's
Who's playing Levitt?
John Levitt?
Who's playing John Levitt?
Oh, gosh.
Someone's got to play him.
Really good actors in that. But this is The Wedding Singer at the Cascade Theater. I get to play as Robbie Hart, the Adam Sandler character. We open a month from now, and it was nice to hear that 1980s music because it's full of that. Yeah. You guys ever go see shows at the Cascade?
My mother-in-law. We saw like Peter Paul and Not Mary, and we saw Kris Kristofferson. We saw the guy had bitching tickets or what was it?
Bob Skaggs.
Bob Skaggs.
Bob Skaggs.
He got a little
awesome.
Bob Skaggs. He came in with some Teddy Pendergraph. He covered some Teddy P.
Ooh.
A little Love TKO. And we've been to a few shows there.
We've got since we're talking about shows, we've got Tohidu coming up from Riverfront Playhouse. That is a play written by a local resident named Lisa Collins, and it's all dedicated to the creation of the Reading Rodeo. Riverfront Playhouse is over here in downtown Reading on California Street. It's a really cool production, a lot of long-time dedicated actors over here. So that's running May 9th through May 25th. Tickets are at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Hey, David, do we still have Laura Hobbs on? Laura, are you online?
Good morning. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to let your listeners know that there'll be a free movie tomorrow, Saturday, at 4 p.m. at the Reading Library. It's called Fingerprints of Fraud, the movie, and at the end of the showing, we'll be hearing from Jeffrey O'Donnell on a Zoom call. He's the one who composed the movie. He's the director and filmer.
Cool. What's the movie about?
It's about election fraud and the different ways that it's conducted. It was actually a three-part series, so we'll be watching the last part tomorrow, and then we'll be able to ask him questions, and he's going to, in particular, present some information from Shasta County data that he's analyzed. So.
Well, great. Okay. Well, Laura, thanks for letting us know about that, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Interesting.
Yes, that is interesting.
I found a pin here. It looks like I was in the military, so you see these, and usually they're like some kind of unit crest or something. But maybe it's something from the rodeo. My eyes are not the best from reading some small print. Maybe.
Jim.
Red Bluff Rodeo.
It's a Red Bluff Rodeo pin.
Well, it was upside down. That's why it's hard to read.
I read so many small letters. I think what part of it is...
hey, Blake, we still have 6 minutes. Do you want to give away those Tohidu tickets?
Oh.
To the...
I hope it doesn't take all 6 minutes to give away those tickets. Yes, hey, this is a local production. How do we give away tickets? Do we just say who's
just say
the first caller?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys ready?
Was the start line ready?
First caller. 605-4567. This is a local community production all about the creation of the Reading Rodeo done by Lisa Collins. We'll be waiting for your phone call. 605-4567. If you're the first caller, you get these tickets for Tohidu. Wow, the phone calls are going off they are just going off. They're not.
Come on,
people.
You have to switchboard, right? It has to go up the space and back down.
I was going to ask David to just play a phone call just so I could get people. Who is it? Are you on the line? Put them on. They're not calling about Tohidu, are they? They are? Put them on.
David.
People tend to not want to be on.
I want to interview.
You know, when I tell the girls they're coming on, it's, you know, they're very worried at first, yeah.
So with our few minutes left, I want to hit Mother's Day. I know you're building a chicken's coop. You're watching him build a chicken's coop. Yvette, are you doing anything for Mother's Day?
Nothing special, no.
That's okay. If you're calling, well, we're actually getting some phone calls right now. David, I'm serious. Put them on the line. I want to talk to them about Mother's Day or anything. Okay. They hung up real fast.
Want the tickets, I guess.
Give me the tickets. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KCNR Radio. Stop hanging up on us. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460
AM. We have a caller. It's a winner.
Ooh.
Are you there, sir?
Winner. Winner.
Go here! And I want a chicken dinner! Alright, hey, you just won tickets to Tohidu, the show at Riverfront Playhouse. What's your name?
My name is Chris Potato.
What's up, Chris?
Hi.
What are you doing for Mother's Day?
I'm gonna take her to see that play.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, yes! Good, good, good. Hey, thanks for listening to the, how are we doing this morning?
You guys are doing fantastic. You guys are entertaining.
Thanks, good.
That's what radio's for.
He could have said anything. Thank God he said that. Well, hey, thank you for calling in. I hope you enjoy the show, and have a great weekend. We hope to see you at Reading Rodeo Week.
All right. Thank you very much again, you guys.
You're very welcome. Talk to you soon. Bye. All right. That was good. Now all the phone calls are coming on. Yeah. Oh, good. Thank God. That awkward pause.
How are we doing?
Oh, tick, man. Tick. You guys are terrible. Wouldn't that be crazy? No. I always love interviewing you guys. It's just a lot of good stuff happening. So it's Reading Rodeo Week. Are you guys going to do anything for Reading Rodeo Week? You have to come. Have you been to any rodeo events?
I went last year for the first time.
We usually go,
great.
We all go kind of together.
We went with the whole practice.
Yeah.
All the girls came. It was so much fun last year.
Good.
And then this year, I don't know what happened. I'm in a dorm.
Somebody's moving. Like, it's just different things. You know, some people are, somebody has a baby, you know. So it's just,
oh, yeah, it's her fault.
Yeah.
Someone has a baby, and nobody can go to rodeo. It was a pleasure to interview everybody. David, how much time do we have left? Oh, 1 minute. Oh, he's pointing to a clock. 1 minute and 56. Okay. That's good. Yvette, how was it for your first radio interview?
Pretty great. It's nice to meet you
and you
the KCNR team here.
Pretty cool, right?
In the studio.
Yeah. Glad to have you, Yvette. Come back again.
It was
wonderful. Thank you.
And then with the last few minutes, so Gorman Law. What's the best way to reach out to Gorman Law? What do you guys...
What I found is, so there's this new algorithm thing with Google. So if somebody searches my name, it used to come up really, really quickly, associated with Reading. But because my address is in Palisadro, it's like way down. It's not
so it's
Reading.
Gorman.
So Gorman.
Comp. Yeah. C-O-M-P law.com.
Yeah, or just Google search Gorman Law, Shasta County, or Gorman Law, you know, Palisadro, something like that. But, yeah, it's weird that they have a new algorithm to push this out. But yeah, or you can call us at 530-262-2168.
I hate that algorithm. How dare they?
Well, I think the companies were buying, getting leads and then selling them to people in that very city. Instead, of, they were cutting off people, so they were, you know, they're pulling shenanigans.
Well, none of those people are on KCNR Radio, so
that's right.
There's that.
That's where you find the best.
There's that.
Everything.
What's the name of this cat that has been eating all the chickens? I know we talked about
Saul. Saul, named after Saul Goodman, my second favorite attorney.
I was going to ask about Saul Goodman. What you guys say, how real to life is Saul Goodman?
He's a sneaky little guy. He's, there's attorneys that are like slimy, but they're usually not very smart.
We're getting
smart. Played off. That's the applause music, right? That's like wrap it up.
There it is. Hey, thanks for listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM. Happy Mother's Day, and we'll see you at Reading Rodeo Week.
Bye, everybody. Hey.
when you hear the freedom start ring.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.